tired of the same old corporate shit being shoved down your throat, playing on the same charts time after time, every single fucking day. Billboard are gonna get the same thing coming to them, corporate swine, with commentary from Matt and Wayne. I'm bored. I'm really bored.
Rock out with your cock out, boys and girls. It's Bill Boredom ad nauseum with your hosts,
Lil Wayne.
Matt Dog.
Yeah, that was I'm not going to be Lil Wayne, just Wayne. I'm Big Wayne.
Commercial radio names, Lil Wayne. Don't get nowhere
Matt
with that.
Matt Dog.
All right. And yeah.
Yeah, so the deal is, Matt, what are we doing for this?
Dude. We're every week looking at the top 10, according to Billboard, probably in the US or some godforsaken place, and watching all the top 10 videos on YouTube and pretty much taking the piss out of them.
Excellent. The general philosophy is going to be we'll start from 10 and work our way up to 1.
It's a good precedent.
Yeah, we're going to introduce you, the listener, to a bunch of goodness that you've been listening to all week probably, and you're sick and tired of.
Yeah, let's just see how irrelevant the pop charts are this week.
Right, Matt, we're on number 10.
Number
10. And it's a sexy young lass, Natasha Bedingfield, Pocket Full of Sunshine. Let's listen to this.
Oh, brace
I'm already
yourself.
Sick of it because I heard it about 10 seconds ago, but go for it.
Yeah, it does cut teeth a bit, doesn't it? Here we go. Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Got bubble wrap.
Some Mario Kart there.
Oh, music to cut your hair by. Look at her. I think we're watching this video and she's in an office setting, and I think Natasha Bedingfield really knows how to get away around an office because it looks like she's been working in one for 10 years. Fucking don't give up your day job.
She just needs one of those t-shirts that says Daddy's Little Whore on it.
Those lips, I'd believe it. Yeah. And she can really walk in heels. Maybe you're onto something here, Wayne.
Christ almighty, she's been in the charts for 20 weeks.
20 weeks with this shit?
Yeah.
All right.
What was it last week? It was 5.
Oh, man.
All right.
I'm cutting her off right there. It's just friggin' hairdresser music. You know,
yeah,
it's
I don't like that.
Oh, Toss the Boss Fridays, or I think she probably does Toss the Boss a bit, but fucking...
Such pedestrian music. And just even hearing the kick drum in it, just that sort of sample, half techno, half half Queen, it's not doing anything.
We should probably mention that Big Wayne, or Little Wayne as the case might be, only time will tell, is a bit more technical than I am, so he's got a bit of a kick drum fetish, and this sort of shit's going to come out every now and then.
All I love is the kick drum.
Right. Yeah.
That and the ladies.
Too much time in the studio. It's all good. I can close that tab, I think. We got rid of
thank
that
you.
One. Number 9, dude. I think we haven't peaked yet in terms of mediocrity, but we're getting there.
Well, look at there's a picture for it if you're looking on Billboard.
Yeah.
And I think all these are album covers. They're album covers, aren't they? Do you reckon, Matt?
I haven't been in the store, and even if I was, I wouldn't be looking in the fucking gay
yeah,
section.
In the top 10 section. That's not where you usually hang out. Yeah. You're usually hanging out in the back room, hopefully with
excuse
a glory
me,
hole close at handy.
If you got a glory hole, it's a record store. What are you talking about?
Well, that was Crazy Horse. Are they a label yet?
Yeah,
they
probably
should be. I've never... Anyway, the album cover looks like... it's off like...
Demi Lovato and Joe Jonas at number 9, by the way.
Yeah, number 9. This is me.
On the Walt Disney
it's
fucking
not-
label.
I've got to click this link.
Oh, dude, click it.
Walt
anyway,
Disney link.
It's Walt Disney in the record business, people, but...
I reckon my spam... And and child surfer protection thing is not going to let me go through to Disney.
Yeah, I don't want my kids looking at Disney, God forbid if I ever have them. I mean, all that Jew hate.
The album cover looks like Weekend at Bernie's.
Oh, it does too. All right, let's check out this video, man. This is me, Demi Lovato, and Joe fucking Jonas. I have no idea what this is.
My name is Jonas.
Oh, dear God. It's beyond bubblegum pop. Oh, look, they're dancing. Yay. Screw this Bill Henson guy that's in the news. This is fucking pornography for pedophiles right here, at least 13-year-old
Bill Henson from the Muppets.
No, he's this photographer that got busted for taking photos of a 13-year-old girl naked, but it was art, dude. Oh, this is hideous.
This is woeful.
Oh, God, they've got her rocking it like all you can shit.
Hear, just all you can hear is a snare in the mix. Listen to that, and the chick.
All I can hear is a whining little piglet 13-year-old bitch trying to be Cher.
Do you reckon that's Demi Lovato or Joe Jonas?
It's so androgynous, it's hard to tell. Oh, just see that little sincere smile. Oh, dude, Disney's got a lot to answer for. Is this how we bring up children?
When we bring Walt back from the deep freeze, oh, I'm going to headbutt him. Say, man, number 9...
Oh, gee, I hate watching these little gits pose like they're fully blossomed women with tits because they're just nice.
Yeah, they just get a really good video editor in. They get them to do a couple of moves, and then the video editor just syncs them up to all of the MIDI beats in the song and just goes, "That's you dancing, man." They go, "I never knew I was so good." They go, "Yeah, you're good. You danced for like 4 seconds, and then we said, see ya."
Oh, man, there's too many white teethy grins here. I'm stopping this one right now. Never heard of that song before, and I hope never hear of it again.
Tell you what, it's been in the charts for 2 weeks. It peaked at number 9, so it's already peaked. That is fucking phenomenal. Seriously, how you've never heard of Demi Lovato and Joe Jonas 2 weeks in the charts, and it's already at 9. That means that this Natasha Bedingfield, last week she was number 5, and she's been in the charts for 20 weeks. She's someone, trying, you know, like they're shopping it around, they're trying to get it out, and then the little Demi Lovato comes in and she's just straight into number 9. Last week she was at 11. What? So she skipped, you know, she skipped bloody 89 in the first week.
Craziness.
Man, Target must have bought like 400 million records. This week they're regretting it because they've only sold 8 and they're sending them back.
Wayne's just stepped on something there where it's kind of like you just have to ship the albums. You don't actually have to sell them. You want to go platinum, just send 1 million records to Walmart and watch Walmart send them right back. When they don't sell, it still goes platinum.
I'm going to do that with with our theme song. It's fucking unreal. What best theme song?
Oh, it's a rocking little tune.
Yeah, and when you're listening to this, you know, rewind back to the start, and that's Matt. That's Matt giving us the beautiful vocals on our theme track, and I know he's saying some things which you might not agree with, but that's Matt.
That sounds about right. Speaking of about not right,
Chris Black. Oh, his nose is brown. I think he'd Chris like to Brown be black. Wearing black.
He's one of these sort of like Sri Lankan shades of brown or something where it's just not quite.
He's mocha.
Cool. Yeah, he's a bit mocha. Yeah,
or as I prefer to call them in Australia, Milo. He's a Milo man.
Cocoa, his compound chocolate is Chris Brown. And he's about to, I think this is some R&B shit, but he's on the Zomba label, which is all Britney Spears and crap.
Oh, yeah.
That's so we have a bit of a listen. This is Chris Brown.
I'd prefer not to, but go for it.
Tell me about it.
I want his jacket.
I want his. This is McLaren Mercedes he's driving here. Fucking cool. I think R&B has got to have the most semiotics, like the same shit over and over again in all the videos. Is this Usher?
Sounds like it.
It's fucking Usher in that.
Oh, yeah, and David. The bass just comes in. And it's pumping, man. Listen to that.
Oh, look, and he shaved his head and he's got designer stubble. Whoa.
And that's not designer. That's just how he woke up in the morning.
They had to
paste that shit on.
Spoke too soon.
Yeah, the producer's 3-year-old comes in. He's on a grand and a half an hour. Just to get some sand and some clag and slap it on the guy's jaw.
Yeah, because he can't grow his own, that's for sure.
He's only 14.
Oh, now he's doing the MC Hammer Happy Man's Dance, for fuck's sake. If you check out this video, he's got the Vanilla Ice lines in his hair, which is like, he'd be fronting, man. It's dim lines is for white dudes, aren't they? It's going to go fucking territorial over
Chris,
this
Chris, Chris, baby.
Oh, it's good to see that he spent all his money on the video and not, like, a snare drum or a good backing band or a good songwriter or anything.
And the bass player only had to do one note. They just sampled it. He walked in, he's on $70 an hour. Walk in, he works. He just does one. And they go, thanks, man. We're wrapping up. You know, that was two seconds. So we'll divide 70 by 60 by 60 times two. And there you go.
Oh, man. Spent more time setting up than playing. Oh, all right. I'm just fucking bored.
He's got that that share sample, the share effect on it too.
Oh, tell us about that. The share effect.
Yeah, it was a what was that song where Cher, she came back after she'd been, beaten up by Sonny and coked off a nut. When she came back and she was on one of those US Air Force aircraft carriers.
Oh, turn back time order.
Yeah, if you could turn back time and her head. Yeah, well, that's another video. It's just about to be released. We'll link to it. Her vocals on that was going through that vocoder effect. Bloke was going through one too. I don't know if he even needed to because he's young and he could probably sing well.
Yeah, but it's all the cool kids are doing it these days.
What am I talking about? He can't sing. That's why they ran him through.
Yeah.
Wow. Next up is our favourite, Matt, Piles featuring Ne-Yo.
Yeah, Plaz featuring Ne-Yo, Busted Baby Part 2. So
yeah, this is number 7. That's actually Plies featuring Ne-Yo. Baby Part 2. Part 1, it didn't hit the charts, did it?
Well,
too confrontational, you reckon?
I don't know. Maybe they're doing something avant-garde where it's like, what was that Flaming Lips thing where they had three albums that you meant to play in sync? You know, maybe that's what maybe that's what them cats is working at, you know, like going to release a mile, like, and shit. Two first, then one, then three, and then you get all your cars and fucking...
That was Zurika.
Was it?
Yeah, I think it was called Zurika.
Yeah, yeah. And somehow they all sync up and everyone takes a piss out of them for it.
Yeah, that was amazing. That started off with 8 tapes.
Yeah.
And they got 8 people to sit in their cars and play them in a car park. And then everyone liked the Zurika concept, and then they ended up making it into the 3 CDs. Because even CDs, like, spin up on different devices, spin differently. So each track is slower or faster by a tiny difference, and they go in and out of phase.
Oh, that was a little Flaming Lips wank stop there. Never been in the charts and probably never will, but, you know, here's someone that knows the charts really well. It's Piles. Busting it, baby. All right, we're watching the video here. Oh, there's black chick getting out of the bath. I like it. Two black chicks getting out of the bath. Wayne looks like...
I want to get in the bath. Yeah. Not with him.
I got my cap on sideways and lots of bling. Yeah.
He's completely colour coordinated.
He's completely fucking colour blind. Look at his car. And the other dude's trying to be like this Boyz II Men fucking P. Diddy kind of thing.
Chinese writing on the back of the wall. You can't even read English, man.
Yo, Plaz is like bringing in his car with the 30-inch rims, and the other guy just looking up. He did it. Yeah.
Oh, me, you.
Man, you reckon they actually slowed the tape down?
Yeah.
Like, he came in like Slayer going, and like, oh, leave it with us, man. And fucking the two producers are like stretching the tape like a tug of war to it. Sound like this, yo.
It starts off at 400 beats a minute, ends up down at 60, just the heartbeat of a newborn baby.
Yeah.
The guy's going, oh, I can't get so slow, man. So they give him some rowies, dose him up.
Man, I think Piles is on the rowies just slightly. How else would you work with his P. Diddy? Fuck.
Yeah, rowies and some laxatives by the look of his front album cover. Him sitting, squatting down, having a big dump. You know, he's a very colour-coordinated dude, this Plies.
Oh, yeah.
But where is Ne-Yo?
Oh, man, this dude looks like the Black Pavarotti, which is unbelievable.
That's Ne-Yo. Black Pavarotti. We've had the Black Gangster. I like his album, or the label that he's on, Slip and Slide.
Yeah, oh god,
I really want to get on that album, Slip and Slide. They don't use stairs. They just got all of these fireman pipes looking everywhere, and these big slides with a hose and hose and some bubble bath going down it. Or they use morning fresh detergent because they're too cheap.
Well, that wasn't that bad.
I'll actually, Chris Brown. I could listen to it again, but I won't.
And that's what makes the charts, just fucking completely irrelevant shit music for teenagers.
Hey, it's actually, it peaked at 7, which is this week. So last week it was 8. And it's been in the charts for 14 weeks.
Well, we did our dry run last week, so somehow we're helping Pyle's career in this fucktard.
Fucking God. That's if they actually ran the charts off YouTube, I reckon that it'd be a bit different to this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's enough Pyle's for this week.
Yeah. Well, we're nearly midway. We got number 6 coming up in the charts.
Oh, this is completely...
Coldplay, Viva La Vida. Last week... We actually did look this one up. This is still in the charts, which we've got to do something about the format. If we're going to have repeats in it, we're going to have to skip them and start eating down the chart.
Oh, no, I can always rant about Coldplay, man. Always got something to say about these little fucktards.
But Viva La Vida, I think, meant live my life. I don't want to live your life because you're going out with an anorexic swamp dog. She looks like Skeletor's offspring, Gwyneth Paltrow.
So true. Put a bit of emo makeup on her and she'll be at number 3.
Yeah. I hate this. This is the iTunes video, isn't it? Viva La Vida.
Yeah, well, they'd signed the deal to be in iTunes before they made this, and, you know, like, oh.
You're kidding,
It just feels that way, like, you know. It's like, guys, we need another song on the album, and the beautiful people from iTunes called. So let's write a song that will be really good in iTunes, and we can like ponce around in our little Che Guevara caps and pretend we're rock stars.
I want one of those caps and to be on iTunes. Yeah, my dream.
iTunes rules. Let's indulge in inverted commas, shall we?
I already hate it.
They're mincing around like rocks. Oh, look, I haven't been able to find a video without all this iTunes shit in it. I swear to God, that goes hand in hand.
The purple background.
Yeah, just everything. The fonts, the Apple font and everything. Like,
oh, yeah. Oh, like, yeah, like those plugs.
Yeah, and this is just Bono and shit. This is U2. Someone's really got to explain this to me slow and hard, and I'll still end up smacking them because I fucking hate this band.
Even though I hate YouTube U2 a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, that Lemon song, where it was filmed and the way he was... I thought he was always taking the piss out of that kind of dance.
And these guys are doing it for real.
Yeah, he's doing it for real. He's getting into it. But the rest of the band's gone, nah, man, look, Chris, it's okay if you want to be up the front. We'll just be minuscule pixels in the background. We don't want to be recognised as being band members anymore.
Oh, these guys are just like, oh, I don't care if we do it with iTunes. I just want a thong that we can have rainbow effects in the background.
Yeah. There's guitar. Can you hear any guitar? There's a guitarist.
You know what? I can't hear any guitar.
You can hear the bass.
Mm.
You can hear a little bit of the drums.
Yeah.
You can hear violin. Where is the guitarist?
It's just all timpani and violins and... In fact, I think this is the producer's revenge because they're going, guys, all right, come in, lay down your tracks. No worries. Cool. Leave it with us, mate. We'll sort it right out. We'll mix it all up for you. Like 10 weeks later, there's not one shred of Coldplay left in it. That's the only good thing I like about it. Yeah, Bono did the fucking vocals, apparently.
The guitarist walks in and goes, man, you're using Pro Tools Ali? Like, why? Come on. Because it's 7.1. Use 7.4. And the guy's just gone, you are not hitting this mix at all, man, when we release it. A little, word of caution to all of those tryhards out there. Be nice to your producer.
Otherwise, I'll mix you the fuck out of your album.
They'll mix you so in that you'll end up out. You'll end up on, you know, track 3 of the stereo mix.
Actually, you know what? I think Gwyneth Paltrow and the guys were sitting around so coked off their nut, I think they actually think they played this and sung it. You know, and like, the marketing people at Apple that do iTunes just said, push them out. We want to sell. We don't want these fat tarts to sound like shit in their own album.
Yeah. Seriously, I can't hear any guitar.
All I can hear is like they're like fashionable clothes going mince as they mince around on stage. Like,
yeah, I can hear the cash register. Ding, ding, ding.
All those pound notes going in. Oh,
yeah. What I needed then was an actual cash register sound. I'll see if I can find one and mix it in.
You can actually just hear them snorting lines off the mixing desk going, God, I can't believe these fuckwits think they're actually playing on their own album. Oh, jeez. This is actually sounding a lot like Silverchair, too. It just occurred to me. It's Silverchair and you, too. And Daniel Johns must be getting a kickback. They send him some, like, you know, small little Filipino boys to molest every time he comes up with a good riff that Coldplay can use.
Oh, look, don't tease him. He's just broken up with his he's lady, Natalie Imbruglia. He's not gay. He hasn't got anorexia. He's not a heroin addict. Nah.
He's got arthritis, though. It's all about my self-pity.
Yeah, if I had that much money, I'd have arthritis and a needle hanging out of my veins 24/7, too.
Dude. We just watched a whole Coldplay video.
Fuck. What do we have? Is that it now? Do we end our lives?
It's a bit that way. Let's never speak of this horrible act again.
We've got a lot of other horrible acts to not speak of. Oh, I'll just push it into the queue.
I'd rather fuck dogs than listen to a whole Coldplay song.
That was one of the horrible acts we weren't meant to talk about again, Matt.
Self-censorship, you know, we've had a bit of a chat before the program. So anything we won't say, fucking the C
that was
word.
It, yes.
Yeah. Oh, bugger.
Coldplay.
Shit, fuck my cunt. We've just broken every rule in the book. Now, here's one I've got. Oh, no. I accidentally listened to these fat tards before when I was setting up.
Who's that?
The Jonas Brothers.
Oh, at number 5 in the Billboard charts, Jonas Brothers with Burning Up. Not Burning Up. That would be proper English. This is Burning.
It's just like an album cover for girls to get wet to paraphrase one of the characters in The Adventures of Ford Fairlane.
What? I don't get to get wet over it? Wow.
No, well, you can, but, you know, they're all boys and...
Oh.
Listen, girls.
All right, well, I get your point now. It's slow on the old uptake there.
There's a border collie out the back, you know. You can put the fucking Coldplay video on and shag dogs to that if you want.
Ooh, I'm going to take you up on that.
They smell like those Donny and Osmond dicks from that Mormon couple from the 70s. So rock and roll's cool when, you know, girls are in control and they all dress like in mincy fashionable clothes. I mean, what guys ever start a band where, like, there's a hairstylist, it's a member of the band, you know?
Shit, yeah. The Beatles.
Oh, okay.
The Monkees. Motley Crue, Poison, Warrant.
That's what we've been doing wrong the whole time. Yeah, we need a stylist in the band. And they're taking the piss out of the whole James Bond thing.
Basically, every
video.
Single reggae and dub band, you have to have dreadies down to your rear.
I hate these prepubescent vocals. Like, I'm trying to be a man. I don't want to sound too ballsy, otherwise girls won't like
wow,
me.
Wow, the guitar's really low in this mix too.
Oh.
Whoa, hey, there was no way.
That was
way.
A riff, did you hear that?
Yeah. That was the drums. I don't think it was the drummer playing it.
Yeah. That was a digga 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 ding. Wow, these guys have got some rock attitude. They're not just like boy porn for girls.
That bass is pretty tight.
Oh, yeah. No, dude, you're hearing it, you're not seeing it. If you're seeing it, oh, dude, it's hideous.
He ain't playing it.
Oh, no, it's just... That's just a layer of just filth over everything. Oh, falsetto comes a little bit easy for this guy.
Whoa! Got Karate Kid in it now. Is that meant to be funny?
Oh, they got Miami Vice, Karate Kid, like James Bond, you name it. Oh, there's a hot Asian chick in the video. I'll give him some credit.
Is that going to sell? Make them sell more? I don't think so. Unless there's some... Lezzo prepubescent girls out there.
They're the only ones buying this shit. Lezzo prepubescent girls. This might make them lesbians, actually.
Okay, this is completely white bread. No emotion, no flavour.
Oh, but there's a gangster rap interval. Woohoo. J. just for a change.
All right, let's get this shit off.
Oh,
thank
God.
You, Matt.
A sigh of relief in that.
Yeah. That's the typical, you know, we want you to be new kids on the block, but they haven't got the right stuff, have they?
No.
New kids on the block with guitars.
But someone getting their haircut to that music right now, you know. I think Lars Ulrich once said, we don't make the sort of records where you can go have something to eat or have a wank to.
But no, you know they don't.
The Jonas Brothers do. There's some girl sitting there with a CD cover now, like fingering a little man in the boat. Oh, I like the one with the big hairstyle.
What a boring beat to have a wank to. It's a bit slow, like, It's like you've been married to, you know, for 50 years and you just want to get some release and you're going through the motions and you don't even bother, like, getting on top or anything. You just, like, go the spoon and... You don't even touch. There's no touching involved.
Well, that was number five.
You're reading a porno mag at the same time.
Well, that's their hot shot. Why? Like, you know.
Did I just describe what I'm going to be doing when I'm married in like 50 years?
I think you just had a little epiphany there, yeah. Getting married, like, you know, when all the kids are out, you know, I'll pull out my Jonas Brothers CD. Just rock on.
And then I'll be burning up, man.
I feel a sudden urge to get my hair cut.
I'm just going to get some Tiger Balm or Deep Heat. Oh. Stick a couple of fingers up.
I think you touched on something because, you know, I don't think 13-year-old chicks really can masturbate to really intense rhythm. They're just not there yet, you know.
Yeah, because they're just feeling around, understanding like what they can...
the boundaries.
Yeah, what they can actually do.
Oh, I think mum's home. Shit. Pack up the Jonas Brothers CD.
Yeah. Well, they haven't got a biffin to guide them.
Oh, God. That's a dull other story, the biffin.
Yeah, we went to this comedy night. Was it two nights ago?
Well, something like that.
With some people from some other listeners from another podcast from Keith and the Girl, keithandthegirl.com. check it out. It's pretty funny. And, yeah, we had a Melbourne meetup in Victoria, Australia. And went along to the comedy lounge and caught some pretty cool comedians. And there was one, Matt Hardy, and he was awesome. And he had this little bit about the biffin. He got the whole crowd up, not up, but he got them all to clap and sing along. And the biffin was a little bit between the sort of seam between your anus and your scrotum on a bloke.
In the words of Turbo Negro, it's the area between the balls of an anus and a dark horse or a man.
Whoa. A dark horse.
Yeah. I don't look up the lyrics on these things.
One of George Harrison's most awesome albums, Dark Horse, and a great song too.
Dude, man, I think we've had a big old biffin wank stop there.
Yeah. Segway number two.
All because of these little horns. And the label, like the Jonas Brothers, this has pissed me off. They're a hot shot. I don't know what that means, but... I think it means someone's got a big bag of Coke on their desk Monday morning to put that little hot shot sticker on there, but...
Yeah, what? Is that on their website?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just the Billboard hot shot, but they're on the Hollywood record label. How gay is that?
Where does it say hot shot?
Just under the number.
Oh, yeah. What does that mean?
Fucked if I know, but... It means someone's bribed someone, I guess, but...
hot shot, because last week they weren't even in the top 100.
No, I think they're bloody cum shots.
So the cum shot off the rim shot. With weeks on the fucking hell. How's this? They're at number five. They've peaked at five. They've been in the charts this week because they weren't even in the charts. So in 1 week, they're
number five.
They've skipped 95 spots on the charts. What the fuck? Have you ever heard of the Jonas Brothers?
The Vaginas Brothers.
The Jonas Brothers.
Actually, that kind of works. You add that to our list of appropriate names for acts. You got Pliers is Piles. The Jonas Brothers are now the Vaginas Brothers because look at them. They're just, hairdressers must buy a shitload of music because...
Yeah. And it's a three-piece. Wasn't there four people in the band?
Yeah, and the black dude that came in going... Jesus.
And he was just trying to make it rain in...
trying to make it rain.
In Chad. That's my favourite African country, Chad.
Trying to make it rain in Chad.
Everyone would love Niger be their favourite one, but they can't say it
because they're still snickering. It's like, yeah, nigger.
Everyone will think that they're being racist, but it is everyone's real favourite one. Look at that on the Jonas Brothers website, which is jonasbrothers.com, not vaginabrothers.com. They tried to get that. We're not.
They tried to get vaginas.
Pretty lame. And they're using the Ween King logo, man. What the fuck?
Are they taking... These guys are giving props to Ween. That doesn't work. Ween are far too cool for these dicks.
What cunts?
Right, to Dean and Gene Ruin, man. We're getting onto this shit. No fucking major label hairdresser, Garnier Fructus loving motherfucker is going to pinch shit from Ween.
Yeah. How's this? These guys are 14 years old.
Oh.
There's a 17-year-old, Joe. There's 14-year-old Nick and 19-year-old Kevin. Fucking Jesus. That's why...
Mm.
Imagine their record contract. It would just be, you get nothing.
Yeah.
You get to be on TV, everything else. You get nothing. Whatever we make out of this, you've just sold your soul to the devil, as Bill Hicks would say.
Hell yeah. They're just like a wank stain on fucking their manager's wank blanket. Like, that will be metaphorically all they're making out of this. Like, 7% just to... look like they're on a Garnier Fructus hair commercial for the rest of their fucking lives.
Oh, yeah. How is this?
Mm.
They're just from that song, their influences, what do you reckon that'd be?
Hanson?
Yeah, Hanson. Probably a bit of, I was just going to say crystal meth, but I wish.
Boy hungry pedophile in a Bedford. I reckon that's one of their influences.
I reckon some Hanson would be their only... their only influence to, yep, completely. But on their site, it says that they like My Chemical Romance. No fucking way.
And Weird Al Yankovic?
Weird Al Yankovic and the Backstreet Boys. The Backstreet Boys I could understand, but not Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh, they for must God's have some sakes. Secret B-side track that, you know, their manager who's taken all the bank for them took off the album, you know. It's like, guys, I think we'll save that for the next album, okay?
Yeah, what next album is what the producer of which, says.
We got to move on, man. Number four. Well, I think we spent way too long in these.
Number four.
You can't really diss this chick. All right, let's try and be open-minded.
This is Rihanna with Take a Bow on the Billboard.
On Def Jam Records, man. Like, fucking gangster rap representing, now going major label. You reckon she'd actually look all right, or she'd be a bit of a scrag? I'm guessing a little bit scraggy, but I'd still fucking hit that so hard.
Yeah, I like her. She's cute. In a I've had a nose job kind of way.
Oh, man, this is that semiotic shit I was talking about before. We're watching the video, and she's like got a guy waiting at the front door, and he's a typical R&B dude with a shaved head, the gold watch, and he's, like, leaning against the wall in that Anzac swagger, like,
could be Chris Brown.
Could be it's Chris Brown.
But he's too low in the charts for her.
Yeah, it's like, that's why she won't answer the door, Chris Brown, because you're only at number fucking 9. Now piss off. Before she gets a restraining order.
She's dressed up looking like Trinity out of The Matrix.
Yeah, that singlet, she's rocking that. It's kind of like an army thing, low cut.
Yeah.
That's hot.
She has completely had a nose job, you reckon?
Actually, yeah, because black
they've
chick...
They've made her black nose look like a white nose.
No, you're right, because you know how black... Oh, no, it's a little bit pudgy, because you know how black nose is really fat.
Yeah, but they can't really chop the sides off, because then she'd end up like Michael Jackson.
Oh, look, the door at Rihanna's garage is open, and I think she's going to drive off on Chris Brown.
Look at those... Let me suck your cock lips.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she's even changed her clothes. Look at that.
Yeah, she just very suavely put some sunglasses on. It looked like she'd done it 20 times in a row and she hadn't been getting it right. And she's like a little schoolgirl. They're going, fucking hell, Rihanna. Just put them on really smoothly and suavely. Like it's natural. She's like, oh, I'm at 19.
Geez, this Chris Brown dude's not really fresh with the ladies, is he? He's walking up to the car going, come on, please talk to me.
No, he's reverse pimping. He's pimping himself out. He's going up going, baby, you know, I'll give you $5 to fuck you. And I'll give you some crack. You're a little crack whore, aren't you?
So, Rihanna, you got a Porsche and this little weenie, like, R&B dick is running up to you. Just gun it.
I still haven't heard Take a Bow in the song.
Yeah.
There we go. Now it's time to bow.
I think we worked out this chick's like 22, so, you know, she's no Millie Ray Cyrus. We can totally hit this chick. Yeah, it is over now, actually. What
did
a good
you end up
to...
seeing those pictures of Millie Ray Cyrus with her with her dad?
With her dad?
Yeah, she got these really erotic poses done with her dad where she was topless and had... she wasn't completely topless, but she had sort of sheets over her and things like that, and she was snuggling up to the mullet king himself, Billy Ray. And it was completely not the kind of photo that you want to see a dad and his, you know, whatever 15-year-old daughter doing.
Yeah.
And someone nicked her mobile phone and she had all of these erotic pictures that she'd taken MySpace style of herself.
Oh, is that what that shit was?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Rihanna is cute though.
Yeah, we can't say anything real bad about her except for the fact that...
Yeah, she's 20. Oh, 1988 she was born.
Sweet. You know, her boss is probably a Crip or a Blood from, like... Oh, that's, is that Interscope or Def Jam? I think Def Jam... No, they're not gangster rap money. Def Jam are like Slayer and shit, aren't they? They're a decent label.
They've had some good stuff on
Might be Def Jam or Def American. I don't know. I'm going to look that shit up. But next, we've got another hottie.
Trying to find it here. Oh, well.
It seems like there's a pattern where it's like really stupid little wincy, whiny Walt Disney chicks only get to the back of the top 10. But really hot R&B chicks like Leona Lewis, who's the next one at number...
R&B is the kind of music that they, you know, that they just play because it's got no real soul. They all sound the same.
Exactly.
And it's completely non-offensive music. Yeah. So they can play it anywhere. They can play it in stores. They can play it in dentists. and just before you go in to get a root canal, you know, something nice and soothing to give you a temporary, you know... So, inoculation to pain.
But you can't tell these people it's not R&B because, like, you know, the Who were maximum R&B. They were rhythm and blues. James Brown was rhythm and blues. Yeah. Like, it's not... It's... Call it something different, you know?
This is rhythm and blouse.
Yeah, it is. It's rhythm and blouse. It's a rhythm and blouse. It should be A and B. Actually, no, it's not arrhythmic. They've just only got one.
The one drummer did the first R&B song and they just sampled him and they're using him for every single tune. They've never actually used any other drums.
Yeah, it's too bland. I don't know why people get off in this shit, but let's have a look at number
Speak
3.
Speak for yourself, man. I've been getting off on it right now. I still am.
Notice a Coldplay CD cover under your bed, a little pillow this morning when I came in.
Fucking hell, man. Give it a break. I'm trying to...
Oh, I hit the button. It's Leona Lewis, Bleeding Love.
She's number 3.
Oh, she's got a little bit of tandoori too. I like this.
A bit of curry.
Oh, no, we were watching this last week. This video is cool. She does a little sob routine where she's been crying and mascara looks like Happy Tom.
That's right,
Turbo
Happy
Negro.
Tom.
Yeah. So go the Turbo Negro reference. Oh, you're really fond of this snare sound too, aren't you?
I like it.
You're not crazy, but you're something, and I like it.
She just slapped someone in the film clip, and that looked like this film clip is now supporting domestic violence of women against men.
I just wish she'd piss on him or something. That'd be kind of cool, but I guess R&B just doesn't
then
do that.
Then it would
that.
Be supporting scat.
Well,
I wonder if they've dubbed this in German and Japanese.
Yeah, let's find the German version of the video.
Yeah.
The American version, she's throwing papers and photos at him in the German version. Way.
In the German version, it's like not bleeding love, it's like bleeding anus. That was pretty erotic.
Yeah. Oh, she's curvy. She stuffed a few footy jocks down her bra, I think.
How many filters have they got on the video? Everything's just so monotone, just so you don't see any of their blemishes.
Dude.
She's actually got a pretty big hooter, this chick.
What, just one? What, the other's just small? What are you talking about?
Her nose.
Oh, her nose. At least at the hooters, right?
Oh, now can you really see her?
Good
no.
set of cans. Look at those fucking titties.
Yeah, yeah, they are. All right.
Big Diana Ross pointy jaw.
I wouldn't say no.
Oh, I'd say yes a few times, I think. We know where it's going. I'm just had enough of this. You know, we've seen her in her heels. She looks all right. Rihanna or this one? You know, who are you going to hit?
Rihanna.
I'd have to say, I reckon, yeah.
Yeah, I reckon Rihanna, she'd put a bit more effort in the sack. She'd be a bit more energetic. And I reckon that you could get her to dress up in, like, you know, whatever you wanted. One day she was a nurse. Next day she was just out of the Gulf War in her army fatigues. And then, you could do lots of fun stuff with her. She's got more personality. She's already got a nose job, so basically that means that she's got...
Saved a good 20 grand already, hasn't
she? Yeah, and she's also got zero self-confidence, so you can sort of, you know, whatever compliment you give her, she will just do anything for you after that.
Nice. All right, we'll get into number two here.
And that was a psychoanalysis, wasn't it? I haven't even met her.
Yeah, you should be invoicing her for that. Yeah, you know, here's your psychoanalysis, Rihanna.
I will.
Lil Wayne featuring Static Major.
Oh, yeah.
Lollipop. And the label called Cash Money, fool.
This is my namesake, Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne. All right, let's hear your namesake.
On Lollipop. Man, they must suck.
There is some phallic overtones to this one, that's for sure. Yo, Lil Wayne is in his video looking in the mirror.
I said he's so sweet.
Sounds like Mickey Avalon. Yeah, he's going through a vocoder and an A-tune. You can hear it.
Yeah.
I can't believe they've got the same effect on so many singers these days.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Whatever he's going through, I'm glad we're not a part of it, because I just don't fucking get it.
He can't even do his fucking tie-up properly.
Yes.
I didn't go to a fucking private Catholic school to learn how to do a tie-up for nothing, mate.
Oh, totally. I'm assuming Lil Wayne's underage, right? So
he's little.
Oh, he's just little. Maybe
it's either
he's
that or
30.
He's got a minuscule cock.
Yeah, Lil Cock Wayne. Yeah, Lil Cock Wayne.
They call him Rooster. Oh, yeah, they've got a reggae pot-smoking drug pusher pimp in the video now.
Major player.
How bad must this good dude's voice be for all of these effects to be forced on?
Oh, yeah. Oh, this chick's got cankles. Basically, they're going down Vegas.
What are cankles?
Yeah.
What are cankles?
Cankles. Dude, you know, cankles are like really fat ankles where you can't see the bone through the fat. I'm not quite sure in the etymology, but that chick had the cankles rocking. Oh, he's got some... What's happening in this video? They're in this massive limo going through Vegas, and it's full of big booty black chicks. And some dude playing guitar on the roof. Even though there's no fucking guitar line in the song, you twat.
Hold on, listen. Nah, that's a synth.
Yeah, you're right. I often think they use a theremin in these things. You know, like... But
it could be sampled. You could do all of these songs just with one keyboard. Even one of those cheap Ederol ones.
Has it got, like, one of the options for Lil Wayne? Because I had a little Yamaha keyboard when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Like, 99 was, like, jungle drums, and 101 was, like, I don't know, bossa nova. And
yes,
maybe
I know that. 666 is Lil Wayne. You know, you've sold your soul to the fucking devil, and you're only going to have one song, and it's going to be shit.
And I think this is it. Oh, what?
Yeah, he's not playing the keyboard. They just showed a keyboard playing air keyboard.
Oh, I think we've had enough of Lil Wayne. Forever. Let's hope he disappears from the chart next week.
Goodbye, Lil Wayne.
Oh, dear fucking God. Speaking of, I hope they disappear. Like, straight number one. Not only in the charts, but in the list of I hope you fucking die.
Katy Perry. I kissed a girl.
We've got to work at our harmonies, man.
Yeah, we were close.
Let's get a vocoder. Yeah. Katy Perry.
We'll get that in a sync track.
Now, we could almost do an essay on why this song is so shit. We won't. Probably a fucking thesis, but should we just hear it and point in case for the listeners?
Well, she's 24 years old.
Huh?
This chick's 24.
And what chick is 24 hasn't kissed a girl? I reckon my mum's kissed a girl, for fuck's sake.
Your mum's done that. She sucked my cock a few times. Shit.
That's how she woke me up
at your place a few years ago when I crashed there.
She thought it was a fucking lobster, man.
No, she thought it was you. She thought I was you.
God. Well, you know, she's got a good bed, man, my mum. What can I say?
She was sweet lips.
Yeah, I'm seeing her in half an hour. That's going to be quite funny.
Thought I was on MASH with hot lips.
Now, we've done a little bit of looking at this song. We haven't seen the video before. This is a Goldfrapp Marilyn Manson bit, and before that was a Gary Glitter bit. And basically, there's not one fucking thing that's original about this chick, except she spells her name K-A-T-Y.
That's original.
Oh, it sure is. I bet she opens up like a nail salon with all the profits that are left after the, you know, coke-guzzling producer has taken it all.
But I hate how they have guitars in the backgrounds and they have dudes playing guitars on tops of cars like in the last song. But there's no guitars actually in the song. There is a guitar in this song. I can hear it.
Oh, because some director of photography goes, dude, it looks like no one's rocking out in the video. Give somebody a Fender Stratocaster.
Yeah.
And make them play it. There's no guitar in the song. It doesn't matter.
It's not plugged in anyway.
Oh, man, this soft porn shit just really does my head in. Like,
yeah.
You know,
every shot that they're doing, they're trying to make her look younger and younger to appeal to the pedos and to the 16-year-old boys who are just going, man, she'd put out.
Oh, yeah, but a bunch of kids are probably sputting off loads into their gym socks going, oh, Katy Perry.
Gym socks. I'm just hitting the floor.
Oh, really? You know, when you're like 13 and you're really paranoid your old lady's going to find out, that's when it's like gym sock territory.
Nah, man, I stopped being paranoid that she was going to find out by 12. Oh. I was just knocking them out left, right and centre. She's going, Wayne, dinner time. Whoa. Wayne, I told you to put that away at the table.
Oh, no, Wayne's buddy come on the floor again. Quick, get the floor varnish out.
She'd call our dog Fluffy. That's what its name was. Fluffy, come on, dinner.
Should've
dessert.
Been spunty, yeah.
Our dog had the most protein in his diet out of any dog on the streets.
Licking it off the floors. Which is more than Katy Perry's done, like.
After a while, it would just follow me around.
Isn't this just the easy money?
I'm going to delete that bit.
No, you know, it's all we've got. Everyone's just going to listen now for dog-licking cum jokes, sort of, when you're 13 years old.
Wow, she teamed up with The Matrix, it says on this site.
Oh, what?
Which is all imaginary, so that sort of makes sense. A Grammy-nominated production songwriting team whose resume is collaborations with Avril Lavigne, Shakira, and Korn. Why the fuck would Korn need people to write their songs? I thought they could actually do an okay job for their style of music.
When the main guitarist left Korn because he literally found God and went to India, they rock bottom, man.
Buddha.
Yeah, they would. Oh, the Indian version, but they would suck dick for coke right now, Korn. They did MTV Unplugged. They no wonder they got songwriters in. They're desperate, man. Like,
okay.
They worked cool for a while because, like, you know, John Davis would be sobbing his heart out on stage, and they were a genuinely cool band, but they imploded.
Yeah, for that kind of music style.
Yeah, they should have just said, no, we're just going to leave on a high and we'll fucking go playing Katy Perry songs, do cameos. Oh, look, is that dude from Korn? Yeah, he's kissing a girl. That's just so positively mediocre. Like, all the people she's ripping off just going, oh, if I wrote a song about, like, you know, lipstick lesbianity, just kind of, you know, if it was like Kissed a Boy, fucking no one would ever sell it, but fucking, you know, easy money, make a fortune.
What I'm pissed off at is that her debut single, You're So Gay, which is you are, she's using SMS texting, you know, words in it. What I'm pissed off about is that she's not touring Australia, man, so we will miss out on her on the next tour where she's playing at some massive places. Hear this.
Whoa.
She's playing at the Verizon Wireless Amphitheatre, which I'm guessing is a mobile telephone station just on the corner of some building.
Look for the big aerial.
Yep, the Sam Houston Race Park. Right in between races 3 and 4 of the dogs. Then we got Lakewood Amphitheatre. That's actually that's not a place. It's at a lake with a piece of wood, and that's their audience. And then Central Florida Fairgrounds. What the fuck in Orlando? Florida, you know, they've got oranges there.
There's a whole bunch of people.
I've never heard of any of these places.
Nah, you know, if there's something like I Kissed a Girl turns you on, just buy a porno mag. Just use the internet for what it was genuinely developed for, because, you know, some military guy in the 50s said, one day we'll be able to send porn to each other. One fine day. And just, no, she's just shit. Marilyn Manson doesn't have to resort to that shit. He's cool, and, you know, he wrote most of the shit she was playing then anyway.
Yep.
So, you know, that's our rant.
She's also trying to look like that English, that pommy chick.
Oh, I know, the one with all the makeup.
She's actually pretty cool. She does sort of reggae-ish.
Lily Allen, yeah. Lily Allen's cool, though.
Yeah, she is cool, but in all of her promo pics, this Katy Perry is trying to look like Lily Allen.
Yeah, she's trying to do the Superwoman thing a bit there, too.
No holds barred. Okay, Matt, that was... I was feeling positive now, and now I'm feeling a bit negative having listened to all of that shit music.
Yeah.
And I hope that we've convinced no one to go out and listen to any of this.
Yes.
But yeah, jump on our site, and we've got links to all of these tracks. You can have a bit of a chuckle to them as we're going along.
Give us your own critique.
Yeah, give us some feedback and
tell us who they're ripping off. We want to know.
And thanks. We'll listen to you. Oh, you can listen to us next week. We'll listen to the top 10. And if I reckon, Matt, that if there's some more repeats in next week's, and that we'll jump onto some other Billboard charts, maybe.
The Christian chart or something.
Maybe the Christian. All right, we'll do the Christian one.
If next week's chart is shit, we'll look at the Christian chart. But
this chick that I've been doing, you know, she screams out for Jesus and God. I think that I'm giving some Christian love back.
And how many, which particular chick, number 172 or like?
What?
Which particular chick? Because I know you follow them under the Dewey Decimal System.
Oh, right. I lost count this year, so.
Nice. Oh, well.
I think they're all chicks, too.
Geez, I hope not, because I'm trying to sell pay-per-view on the internet, man. I've got to have you in compromised situations.
I'm buying.
Oh, well, I think we better wrap it up. Just fucking go, Katy Perry, you suck.
Go, Katy Perry, you mole.
Big time. All right. Catch us all later.
That was Billboard.
Yeah, Bill Boredom ad nauseum. Rock.